Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Just weird around the house the last couple of days. Like, when you lose a pet like we did, I mean, he's been in our family now for 8 years. And I didn't realize it, but I guess you just train yourself in certain situations. Like, my first thought in the morning now is, I wonder if Kahuna's gone out, which I guess it's always been, but I didn't realize it because I have to catch myself going, you know what? Kahuna's not around anymore.
Right.
Because last week, they found a tumor on our dog's liver, and we had to put him down last week. It was awful week. And just walking throughout the house, expecting to see him, or in my office, because he's always in my office, like at my feet, just expecting to see him there. He's not there anymore, you know? Or like the thoughts of, I got to feed Kahuna, it's 5 o'clock, are still there, but there's no Kahuna. Mm-hmm. Or I walk back in the laundry room, and that's where his bowls have been for the last 8 years, and then the room just doesn't look right. It's just really, really odd, you know? So it's been a struggle the last couple of days, but I did get some emails over the last couple of days that threw me back. Because you do have to make a decision when you put your dog down like that. Once the dog is gone, at least in our case, I'm not sure how it works in other veterinarian offices, they see you all tore up. Mm-hmm. And they just want to get you out of the office and go start the grieving process. So I'm assuming that Stacy made all of the plans with the vet of what we were going to do with Kahuna before we got in there. Because our vet, like, I don't even remember. Maybe he did. It's just such a fog that day that I don't even remember. But, you know, after he got injected and it was all over, we're both bawling. And the vet's just like, why don't you go out through the side door?
Mm-hmm.
So nobody, you don't have to see anybody. You just leave.
Right.
But we made the decision, or Stacy made the decision, that we're going to have him cremated. So we'll have his ashes somewhere in the house. I'm totally on board on all that. I don't know where we're going to put him or whatever. I think you did that with your dog too, right, Phil? Phil still has the ashes of his basset hound. Have you done that?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. I was the one say, yeah, I made the joke about how my animal's ashes are in the closet.
That's right.
And it's,
that's right.
You know, there's a certain amount of time that you don't tell new people in your life. Like, I forgot how long it took for me to tell Katie. Oh, yeah, and by the way, those urns you see there, those mold pads.
that's an icebreaker. That is a definite icebreaker.
It's a defining moment in your relationship, really.
For sure. There are others that
Do you have?
Three. Well, it's one of those things where when you move so much and you're not in a permanent location, like, you know, your animals are sacred to you. I mean, for a lot of people, your pets are part of your family. And, like, if you are not living, like, when I grew up, every time a pet would die, then we would bury them in our yard. Well, I don't have a permanent yard I'm going to live in for 20 years. So once I'm in an established place, that's where I plan.
Well, that's a Tennessee thing. Grandpa dies, you bury him in the
yard. There's no room back there for the dog.
No, right. You prop him up in the rocking chair on the front porch, okay?
Well, there is a way to do that, actually.
Oh, God.
And I got a couple of emails from Bert Show listeners that have done this themselves. And Jeff, I think your computer is faster than mine.
Go.
Will you go to petpreservations.com?
Oh, no.
I will read directly from the website. The loss of a loved family pet can be one of the most tragic times in your life, and I can certainly attest to that. The decision you must take following his loss can be both difficult and confusing. For some people, burial is not an option. You may be limited by local regulations and may not have a pet cemetery in your area. You may live in an apartment or community. Don't go to the pictures page yet. Did you guys already go to the pictures page?
On the front page, and that cat won't stop staring at
me. Don't go to the pictures page yet.
The more I move around, the more she looks at me. I can't get her to stop looking at me.
Still off the website, perhaps you know that you might someday move from your home and can't bear the thought of leaving your pet behind. Maybe you feel that burial is just not the right choice for you. Some people simply do not believe in the process of cremation. There is an alternative, says petpreservations.com. Pet preservation, also known as freeze drying, is the comforting alternative to your pet's burial or cremation.
So you turn your dog into like Dippin' Dots?
To what?
Those Dippin' Dot things, that freeze dried ice cream?
I've never had them, so I don't know what that is.
Freeze dried.
But basically, it's the whole Weekend at Bernie's thing you're talking about. It says, take time to consider all of your options because only you can decide what is best for you and your pet. And then they have a frequently asked questions page.
Don't do that.
What is freeze drying? Freeze drying is a method of preservation that removes liquid from a frozen object by vacuum. While remaining frozen, the object is able to retain its shape. The freeze drying continues until all the moisture is evaporated. Then it asks, why would I choose freeze-drying over traditional taxidermy? Taxidermy cannot meet the needs of pet preservation, but essentially they're saying it's the same thing. So, you know, like when you walk into somebody's house and they have the head of the deer that they killed? What they're saying is you can do the exact same thing with any pet, a cat, a dog, a fish, a bird, anything. So when walk into your house... So when you walk into your house, in my case, there's my English bulldog in any position that I choose to have him freeze in, that's where he would be every single day.
I'm just trying to imagine, like I said earlier, how long it took me to tell Katie that I had urns in the closet of pets. What if she walked into my house?
Could you
imagine? Oh, what a cute little dog. Well, actually, it was my dog. But, I mean, yeah, no, so you couldn't do that.
So technically, you could, if you had this done, you could just set Kahuna on a skateboard and still walk him.
You could do that.
Like around the neighborhood.
You could do anything you wanted. One of the frequently asked questions is, what position will you put my pet in?
Oh, my God.
And the answer is, we request that you send a photo of your pet when you send them to us. You may also include any description that you think may be helpful to ensure the things are done exactly as you wish. All photos will be returned.
What would happen if you sent a picture of, like, you know, the funny picture of your Jack Russell Terrier humping somebody's leg? And
that's exactly what you would do.
Yeah. And then when people come over, you just take the dog out and set it on their leg. Dude, what are you doing?
I tried to get both Bird Show listeners that emailed me about this website that have done it themselves to come on with us, and they wouldn't come on.
We just clicked photos by the... Oh, no.
Look at the photo.
Because now there is cloning. You can clone your animal. There's services in which if you don't want to let it go, but of course it would be a different dog even though it would look the same. But, and now this, I just feel like it's, there's, you know, death is a part of life and your pet dies and you know that going in. They don't live as long as a human. You just got to let it go.
Look at that. Look
would you do that with a human? No.
Melissa, come over here.
Okay, I almost it's really... get it with the bird.
No
like,
way.
I think that the bird wouldn't be that
that's
bad.
That's dead?
Yeah. Yes. All those animals are...
Look at that.
Which that one's... one looks like it, the same where when it died.
Which ones are you guys looking at? Which pictures?
I don't know.
It's a cat that looks like it's asleep and it's, yeah. It's
I don't understand. If
there's
this
a
is
guinea
a...
pig on the rug, like standing at attention.
Who stuffs a guinea pig? Like, just go buy a new one. I think I like if
one
if
is
I,
like
if I had hamsters that died, I'm convinced my parents would just go to the pet store and swap them out.
And yeah. The thing that bothers me is that parents who will Melissa,
look at this
by
one.
Saying this is for my child because the child is upset. That child's going to be on a psychiatrist's couch in the future.
I like to call them and say I've got a betta fish that I really like.
There's one picture of a dog that's laying outside. That I guess you just walk outside and there it is on your deck.
Yeah, that's a dead dog.
Oh my God.
That is weird.
Hey, Michelle.
And like if they're going to, they take the picture of this dog, why can't they just put him all the way on the doggy bed? Like he's half fallen off. Like,
he's dead.
Like he's dead. Like, my dead dog looks dead. Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on Q100.
I put my money back.
Good morning.
Hey.
It's one thing to, you know, freeze dry or stuff your pet. It's another thing to take cremation into your own hands. One of my neighbors decided to put Kitty in the chimney one afternoon.
No!
And the whole neighborhood comes outside, and, you know, she comes outside, oh, I'm sorry about the smell, but the cat died, and, well, we put him in the chimney so that way we could, you know, go ahead and cremate him.
Are you freaking kidding me?
They have two kids.
I mean, there are places that do that.
And they have two kids.
Yeah.
And they, now, did they all, like, I don't know, kind of like huddle around it, and they all had like a ceremony?
I don't know. They do have a privacy fence, thank God.
Oh, my God.
Creepy.
We didn't know to witness the cremation, but, you know.
Terrible.
Thank God Kitty's in a better place.
I don't know if that's, well, with that family, you're probably absolutely right.
Oh.
Hey, Angie, good morning. You're on Q100. Hey.
Hey, a girl that I used to work with, her mom had one of those little pet monkeys like Ross used to have that sat on your shoulder, that little whatever the monkey is.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had it for 15 years in the outside freezer waiting to do what you're talking about. I don't know what they're waiting on. I don't know why they're going to do it, but they have the monkey still in the freezer.
That's absolutely accurate, because if you go to this website, they say if you're considering this, the first thing that you need to do is put your animal on ice.
No.
Before you ship it out to Colorado. And you can check this out. It suggests that you FedEx it. After it's been on ice, you get together with FedEx and you send it out to Colorado.
Oh.
So you gotta call FedEx up and go, I got a dead dog, my dog Kahuna, and I need to get it out to Colorado. And FedEx, I guess, will do it for you.
Now let me ask you a question. And I won't use Kahuna as the example, but pretend we all have animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I didn't do that to Toby.
Okay, so let's say that something, tragic happened to one of our animals.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to put our animal in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you have to get rid of all the food that's in the freezer at the time, or are you okay?
I think
okay?
It's one of those freezers you put in the garage, like one of those where you have
put your
dog. That's awful.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it go outside, like in the...
I'd imagine you keep it in the garage somewhere.
One box of baking soda is not going to do it for keeping those.
But what if you
it's not going
to
do it?
Are cooking dinner, and when you reach into the freezer, you've got to move your Cocker Spaniel to the side to get to the pork chops you're going to thaw.
Now imagine again the scenario: Katie comes over to my place for our first dinner, and she goes in the freezer, and there's my dog. That relationship's not going to last.
Bye bye.
Or what happens if you put the dog in the freezer to save up the money to get this preservation done, and you just can't earn the money, and you just become used to it, and so every time you go
that's
to get
horrible.
You gotta get it out of there before your power goes out and it starts thawing.
In the freezer right next to all like the chunky monkey ice cream. You gotta go right around the dog.
Let it go.
Amanda, good morning, you're on the Q100. Hey,
good morning guys. The guy who actually does this was on one of those evening news shows one time. I think it was Dateline or something.
Uh-huh.
And he makes so much money doing this. And the people who come to pick up their animals, a lot of times he'll put them in this glass cage. And they'll take the animal home in this glass cage and literally, like, sit it on their dresser.
Yeah, the one thing you can always count on is you will make money off of people that have kids and people that have animals. So I'm sure this guy is rolling in bank.
What if you've got the animal in your freezer, right, and you try to do the right thing, so you take all the food out. You're like, I can't have this, I can't have, you know, my...
What do you do with a big dog? I could put Toby
Fluffy
in the freezer.
I can't have Fluffy in there with, you know, my ground turkey that I'm saving for, you know, whatever. So I take all the food out, but then I'm barbecuing and I burn myself. Do I actually, you put the cat on my burn?
Fluffy simmers you down?
Right.
Hey, Vicky, good morning. You're on Q100.
I don't have an ice pack, but I've got a chihuahua.
Hey,
this lady that used to work with my dad, when her dog died, I guess they put it in one of those bags that you can suck the air out with a vacuum.
Yeah.
And they stuffed it in a cooler and buried it in the backyard. That way, every time they move, they can dig up the cooler and take the dog with them.
Oh, my God.
A vacuum-sealed bag in a cooler.
Yep. And they bury it, and every time they move, they dig up the cooler and bring the dog with them wherever they go.
That is creepy.
Hey, I found some more pictures.
Oh, no.
Even before this freezer thing, I remember as a kid, my parents, much older than me, and Roy Rogers apparently had a horse. You know, he was famous for whatever. He had his horse stuffed.
And
this is before the freeze-dried thing, so I don't know how they did it, but, like, his pet horse is stuffed.
He had it stuffed. He had a taxidermist.
Yeah.
exodermied. It's in a museum somewhere.
They'll only do it now for up to pets that are 150 pounds, I guess. But, I mean, imagine calling up FedEx going, hey, I've got a dog here.
But 150 pounds is a big dog.
140-pound dog that you can FedEx on out to this guy if it's on ice.
So, technically, you could have Nicole Richie freeze-dried or something.
Oh, yeah. Twice over.
Yeah.
As long as you get her into the freezer quick enough. Okay. May I read from the from a letter?
Oh, no. Oh, God. This is a pet owner that's written into the company?
This is like a testimonial.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Okay,
wait, bring the music down because this way, you know, because is this heartfelt?
You want
to
hold
on? Some ambiance?
Yeah.
I can find the sad music for you. Hold on.
Okay.
Can you do it like stand-up?
there we go.
I'll tell you, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll tell you this is a story of a Pomeranian. Mm. He was very, very cute, all black and fluffy, with the biggest dark brown eyes. Everyone wanted to pet him, but he wouldn't let anybody touch him except for my mom and dad. Tiny as he was the boss. We had a Chow Chow and two other big dogs, and they always obeyed him. But he had a lot of health problems, and on March 3rd, he passed away. My parents were devastated. So I put the Pomeranian in the freezer and sent him overnight to Colorado. 4 weeks later, I received him back. I called my parents and let them know that the box had arrived. They came over, picked up their little doggy. When we first opened it, it was very scary because he looked just like he was alive. My mom started to cry. My dad was silent.
They were in fear. Eyes were glass.
They were blinded with fear.
Right.
They picked up their doggy and took him home. I promised my parents I would find them somebody who would do this for them. And
they disowned me.
For some reason, the guy's name is deleted. I felt that he really, really did care. So much so that they were ready to turn their baby over to him. And now they have Perseus back. Thank you very much, Pet Preservations.
Perseus the Pomeranian is theirs forever. That is so sad.
What is it, petpreservations.com?
Yeah.
And we will not be linking up from all the hits you have done.
The Burt Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.